And the Ad Council. And the Ad Council.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place, where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/jingle to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/jingle, JINGLE.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News Health Care Killing Update. I'm Michelle Franzen. A trail of clues and sharp eyes leading to an arrest in Pennsylvania today, connected to last week's targeted shooting death of Brian Thompson, the head of United Healthcare. Police in Altoona arrested a person of interest, they say, on unrelated charges after a McDonald's employee reported him, saying he fit the description of photos released publicly. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch identifying the man of interest as 26-year-old Luigi Mangione.
Upon further investigation, officers recovered a firearm on his person, as well as a suppressor, both consistent with the weapon used in the murder. They also recovered clothing, including a mask, consistent with those worn by our wanted individual.
Authorities say they also found writings believed to be the person of interest that could point to motive and mindset. The University of Pennsylvania says Mangione graduated from 2020 with a degree in engineering. This is ABC News. Major League Baseball has a new salary king. In fact, Juan Soto has become the highest paid athlete from any sport ever.
With a career batting average of .283, Juan Soto played most recently in a New York Yankees uniform. In 2024,
he is one of the three best hitters in baseball.
ESPN's Jeff Passan says the Yankees theoretically could have kept him.
All teams needed to get him was a big bag of money, and that biggest bag came from the New York Mets.
Soto will earn a historic $765 million over 15 years. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Spanish language musical Emilia Perez earning the most nominations for this year's Golden Globes with 10, followed by The Brutalist with 7 nods and Conclave with 6. On the TV side, The Bear got 7 nominations, the most of any show. Only Murders in the Building and Shogun nabbed 4 apiece. The Golden Globes, usually a bellwether for the Oscars, takes place January 5th. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Let's face it, winter can be a hard season. It's cold pretty much all the time. Blizzard. You have to shovel. Another blizzard. You slip on ice. But you know what makes winter suck a little less? Getting a free phone. Join Cricket Nation and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G. Ooh, ouch. Welcome to enjoying more. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must open a new line on the $60 unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Tad Aylin. Governor Tony Evers is pushing back against the incoming Trump administration and the promise of mass deportations. Evers made his comments in an interview on WISN-TV's Upfront program.
As far as taking people from farms and factories in this state that are the backbone of our economy, that will not work for us.
What are you willing to do to stop that in the state?
Well, we'll find out if they get that far. I'm not sure they will get that far.
Trump's incoming border czar Tom Homan says he's willing to jail local officials who don't comply. Evers responded, saying that's just stupid talk. second term for the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin.
Brian Schimming was first elected party chair 2 years ago. The RPW Executive Committee met Saturday and re-elected him. Under Schimming's leadership, the party delivered Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes to President-elect Donald Trump, only the second time a Republican candidate has won Wisconsin since 1984. The party also held on to a 6-2 Republican delegation in the U.S. House and maintained majorities in the state legislature. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Keep a watchful eye out for scams this holiday season. Internal Revenue Service spokesperson Christopher Miller says phishing continues to be a major issue.
Where would-be victims get tricked into disclosing their addresses, social security numbers, bank account numbers, credit card numbers, or passwords, and that can lead to tax-related identity theft and fraud.
Miller says to always double-check any emails to make sure they look correct and only shop at secure websites. A full list of safety tips can be found at irs.gov. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and mild today, with high temperatures tapping 40 degrees and light rain this afternoon. It'll flip to snow this evening as temperatures fall below freezing, bottoming out in the low 20s. Then tomorrow, it'll be dry, mostly cloudy, with highs in the mid-20s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
And thanks for joining us. Welcome into AOA, Agriculture of America. Good to have you along for the conversation as we talk about issues impacting rural America and farmers and ranchers. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Today's program is powered by your friends and mine at Cenex. Get the most out of your equipment. Cenex Premium Diesel will provide today's high-tech engines with power and precision it needs to get the job done. Protect your bottom line. Visit your nearest Cenex store location or go to cenex.com for more information. Coming up here on the show today, we'll have a look at a few news headlines later on in the program in segment four. In segment three, got a few different issues to talk about, including a Texas court halting the Corporate Transparency Act rule requirement. We'll learn more. NCBA, National Cannabis Beef Association, Executive Director of Government Affairs, Kent Backus, will be joining us. Also, NCBA applauding a disaster tax relief bill that passed the Senate last week. We'll get an update on that and more with Kent in segment three. In segment two, we're going to take a look at what is happening with the weather for the week ahead. DTN meteorologist John Baranek will be joining us for a conversation. Let's kick things off here on AOA and take a look at what is happening in the early week market trade. Darren Newsom, senior market analyst with Bar Chart, joins us. Darren, hope you had an awesome weekend. Thanks for being with us on AOA today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again, Jesse. It was a quiet weekend, at least here in Omaha, but that wasn't necessarily the case around the world. And as we're seeing this morning, early in the markets Monday.
Yeah, that is, I'm glad you brought that up, seeing the headlines, particularly out of Syria here over the weekend after multiple years of civil wars and rule from President Bashar al-Assad. He has been pushed out of the country, pushed out of rule. That is obviously having some widespread impacts around the Middle East, around the world. And wondering, is it having an impact in our markets here to start the week, Darren?
It certainly looks to be, and it's interesting, as I watched, say, the gold market open overnight, it was very quiet. until earlier Monday morning, and then we started to see it draw some interest. And now, here as we've been open for a number of hours, we're finally seeing the February contract react. It's up almost $40. In fact, it was at its high, it was up almost $40, and it's up about 1.4-1.5%. So it looks like it's finally starting to draw some of that buying interest that global chaos tends to create. No one's quite sure of what's going to happen with the vacuum now that Assad is gone, supposedly gone. And as I said in morning commentary, I find it interesting that he immediately fled to Russia, who had been backing him, backing the Assad family for decades. This is where he's going to wind up. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, who takes over, what happens in this vacuum. And gold is certainly indicating there is a concern over the ripple effect here of chaos continuing over in that part of the Middle East.
Very true. Very, very true. Let's look at the grains and oil seeds, mm-hmm. wondering if there is an impact there, so to speak, or are we watching some of our various fundamentals that we've been keeping an eye on here in the grain markets, Darren?
Yeah, I know there's going to be some discussion out there that wheat is seeing some support from, again, the possible, if we take this thing out far enough and we make excuses and probabilities and possibilities, it's going to say, this is going to increase the buying in wheat. I still don't see it. I don't see that big swing in demand for U.S. wheat supplies. But what I do see right now in wheat is the fact, funds are starting this week by covering some of the net short. In the latest CFTC commitments traders report, they were still holding a sizable net short futures position in all three wheat markets, increased from Tuesday to Tuesday. And so, now we've got some buying coming back in. And I don't see it particularly on the commercial side, but I do see it coming from funds. Basically, again, because investment money doesn't like uncertainty, and the situation in the Middle East, how it's tied to Eastern Europe and all of these key places for growing wheat, it raises the uncertainty level and it might be pushing investment traders, long-term to the sidelines.
Darren, as we look at the Commitment of Traders report on Friday, whether we're talking the grains or even in the livestock sector too, I know mm-hmm. there looks like there's a record long hog position out there by funds. What are some things, as we just keep our eyes on the fund positioning here during what can typically be a quiet time of year at markets?
Yeah, when we start to see record or near record, positions being held, it's a red, it's kind of a warning flag. We're seeing a record large short futures position in Minneapolis wheat. So even without any fundamental reason, they could start buying some of that back and spark a rally in spring wheat, even though the fundamentals of the market haven't really changed. Similarly, in hogs, if they're holding a near record large long futures position, and if we put it aside fundamentals, they could start getting out of that just because they want to square up a little bit, put a little money in their pocket ahead of the weekend, these sorts of things. So, I mean, this is what happens when you get markets overloaded. All of a sudden, for short term, fundamentals may play a secondary role. Yes, in the end, fundamentals will win. But for short term, it could lead to some position. I hate the phrase position squaring, but that's basically what we'll see, where they could get out of some of their record large longs and get in also their record large shorts.
How about that cattle market too, Darren? I know this Mexican screwworm issue has been lending some support mm-hmm. through the trade, but wondering how long that support could realistically continue here. I mean, what are you watching in terms of these cattle markets this week?
Yeah, to me, what stood out was Friday. We were all waiting for the cash market to be, to be reported. And when we saw that, Packers finally gave in, something unusual for them heading into the weekend, they paid up to 190 to 190 and a half, $1 to $2 higher than last week. You know, we'd seen pressure in the live cattle futures. We'd seen, you know, even the December contract, which is tied to cash, under a bit of pressure. So it was indicating that, you know, the cash market could actually come down a little bit. Then it didn't. So, you know, it kind of flipped the script coming into this week. All of a sudden, it looked like there could be some buying. We saw boxed beef, particularly on the choice, firm a little bit last week. So there's a mix right now of bullish and bearish factors. We've seen some selling coming into the market. Doesn't look like it's going to hold all that long. Fundamentally, the markets still look bullish. As you mentioned, there's a lot of headlines out there. This could bring buyers back, and it'll be interesting to see how much further Packers are willing to go.
Darren, anything final you'd share across the board here this week?
As you mentioned earlier, you know, this isn't the time of year when we usually see, you know, this many things going on, but it is the case this year. It's going to keep volatility high. Sometimes we do see high volatility on lower volume. I think we're going to actually see some increased volume this year, which could make things even more interesting.
Well, I appreciate it as always. Darren Newsom, Senior Market Analyst at Bar Chart. Visit DarrenNewsom.com for more. Thanks for joining us this week, Darren. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. You have a good week as well, Jesse.
Thank you very much. Darren Newsom there with Bar Chart. Today's AOA powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Learn more by visiting Cenex.com. We'll talk weather with DTN meteorologist John Baranek on the way right after this on AOA.
FBN is always working to do more for family farms. And now, through December 13th, FBN Cyber Days means even more. More options, more offers, and more spending power with 0% financing and up to 8% off with our cash payment discount. Plus, pricing deals like Willowwood Glyfo 5 as low as $13.11 per gallon when you pay cash. Take more control of next season during FBN Cyber Days. Visit FBN.com/save today. Terms and conditions apply.
On the December episode of the Monthly Grind with the National Corn Growers Association, we looked at the latest quarter four economic update and discussed top export customers such as Mexico, Canada, and China, and what potential tariffs could mean for those export customers. We were joined by NCGA lead economist Krista Swanson.
And we think about 15% of our corn is exported. So, you know, a pretty big chunk of corn is exported. But then when you start thinking about the amount of corn that is exported in other forms like DDGs and ethanol and livestock and meat products, Mexico is the top export destination for U.S. corn in 5 of the last 6 years. Canada is also in that top 6 destinations for U.S. corn exports. And like I mentioned, you know, it's not just corn, but also some of those value-added products.
Hear the full conversation on the AOA podcast feed and view the quarter four economic update at ncga.com.
As a truck driver, there's nothing I dislike more than water. On the road, on my windshield, and in my fuel tank. And what do I trust to fuel my equipment? Cenex Roadmaster XL, a premium diesel fuel with a water management system that protects filters, pumps, and injectors better than any formula that's come before, keeping my engine running stronger and longer. Cenex Roadmaster XL, fueled by innovation, power to perform.
Did you? Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
We continue here on AOA Today, brought to you by Cenex. Protect your equipment and prepare for the unexpected by utilizing Cenex premium greases and lubricants. Keep your equipment on the go by investing in those premium products from Cenex. Go to your nearest store location, talk to your local experts, or visit Cenex.com for more. Well, let's take a look at what's happening with the weather here for the week ahead. Joining us now, DTN meteorologist John Baranek. John, hope you had a great weekend. Thanks for joining us here on AOA Today.
Yeah, I did, Jesse. It got warm up here in Minnesota. We hit the 50s on Saturday. It doesn't happen very often in December, so it was kind of nice to have at least one day where it didn't feel like winter. Hope your weekend was good.
My weekend was good. I was going to say that is a bit out of the ordinary for folks in the upper Midwest to have temperatures that warm in December. I know we're in the early part of December, of course, but walk us through what this weather pattern is doing. It's felt to me like we've had various, you know, clipper systems working through. We had that burst of cold air last week. Then you mentioned kind of a quick warm up over the weekend. I mean, what is this pattern doing here across the U.S.? What is the trend looking like here for this week?
Yeah, Jesse, it's a little chaotic. It's a little active. It's a little progressive. You could use a bunch of different adjectives there. It's just we're not really stuck in any one certain kind of mood across North America here this week or really over the last couple of weeks. So that's going to continue moving forward, I think. Whereas, from Thanksgiving into early last week, we were dealing with some pretty decently cold air. We're kind of in a more milder pattern here, but we're going to get some hiccups to that too. So, I mean, overall temperatures here for the rest of the month do look like they're going to be above normal. We'll talk about maybe the end of the month after Christmas, maybe, if you want to talk about that. But, at least for the next couple of weeks here, we should be on a pattern that kind of favors above normal temperatures here. But we are going to get a hiccup to that, like I mentioned. So there's another burst of cold air that's up in northern Canada. It'll be moving south here pretty quickly tomorrow, and then really gets into kind of the upper Midwest on Wednesday, and then really spreads through the country on Thursday. But that really just ends there. I mean, it's a really quick 2-day shot of cold air, and then we move warm air right back into it. It's definitely going to feel cold again, just like it did last week. And we're going to turn on that lake effect snow machine again. But, this one at least it's not going to last, 5 to 10 days. This one's going to be a 2-day event. So overall, not too bad. But I mean, with all these kind of ups and downs and everything, mm-hmm. we've got all these little systems moving through. We don't have these, big giant systems with, huge swaths of snow and everything. It's a lot of little streaky things outside of the lake effect areas. And we're not really changing that too much. We're going to continue to see all these little systems move through. Now, they can bring some stronger winds at times. And, when you get the combination of a little bit of snow and some stronger winds, that leads to visibility issues. And, if you look at the National Weather Service page, you'll see these, purple patches out there of winter weather advisories that kind of combine the two of wind and a little bit of snow to mm-hmm. create those hazards. But overall, it's nothing major. And unless you live on the East Coast, that's going to get some good rainfall here today and over the next couple of days, really. It's overall drier and not really helpful for the drought situation.
Well, that's something that I think some folks are starting to talk about a little bit more, that drought situation as we get into the winter months. What does our subsoil moisture look like as the ground freezes up? What do we get for snowfall this winter? And what does that look like into spring, summer? Could there be some Midwest drought concerns for 2025? I don't think it's anything to necessarily panic about right now, but it's at least something that I think some folks are starting to have the conversation about. John, would you agree?
Yeah, and it's fair. I mean, we've got some significant patches of drought out there to deal with, especially for those in the northwestern plains from Nebraska to Wyoming and northward. That's a pretty significant area of widespread drought, and it's pretty substantial drought in some of these areas too. So especially when we're talking about cattle country up there. You know, we've got some issues to deal with. And if we don't get some good precipitation over the winter, a good snowpack to kind of help things out in the spring, we might have some major issues up there. And, you know, if you look at the drought monitor map, there's patches of drought everywhere, basically. I mean, outside of the southwestern plains where we had a really active November period and got some really good soil moisture in there, and some decent precipitation close to normal around the Ohio Valley. I mean, there's drought pretty much everywhere in the country. So we're going to need a good active period here over the winter and into the early spring to kind of alleviate these concerns we have lingering now to set us up for 2025. And, you know, it's hard to say with any sort of certainty because we don't really have a huge climate driver for this winter that'll help guide us to what the winter is going to look like. So we're kind of, you know, looking at a couple of other things out there that are more minor climate drivers, and they kind of move around a lot more than, say, El Nino or La Nina would. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to really grasp onto, you know, is this going to be helpful for the winter in early spring, or is it not? There's all sorts of things you can look at, Jesse, history and some of these longer range models. Even AI is starting to help out on some of this. But yeah, there's so many mixed signals out there. It's really hard to grasp onto anything with any real confidence, not over the whole winter season and into early spring, at least. So, the drought's definitely a concern, and you know, that's something we're going to obviously watch over the winter season. Hopefully we can get some big snowstorms to build some snowpack in there. Hopefully some of these areas around the Midwest can get some decent rainfall and across the South doesn't turn into a dry La Nina pattern. But, you know, there's going to be somewhere across the country where this just doesn't add up and it's not going to be good for them going into 2025. And unfortunately, we don't have a great idea on what that or who will that area will be, but you can guarantee that some area is not going to be happy come March or April of next year.
John Baranek, DTED meteorologist, joining us here today on AOA. John, real quick, South America, any major updates for Brazil or Argentina?
You know, Jesse, I don't know. This seems like a broken record to me. I think I even said broken record last week.
I think you did. Yeah, I think you did.
But geez, I just cannot find bad conditions in Brazil. They went their showers in central in the middle of the country went isolated last week, but lo and behold, another cold front comes up from Argentina, puts down some really good rain in southern Brazil, and starts back up those showers again this week. So, you know, soybeans there are starting to come to that point too, where they're starting to fill that early planted crop is starting to set pods and start filling beans. So, I mean, it's tough to say, you know, when they've had such good rainfall and not a huge signal that's going to dry out anytime soon, that we're going to have issues with that giant bean forecast in Brazil. Argentina is the spot, though, where it might be a little bit more interesting. They haven't been as active as Brazil, and especially central and southern states, there's been a tendency towards scattered showers instead of, you know, widespread heavy rainfall that they saw for a little bit in there. So that would be a concern going forward, and the pattern really is tending to continue that kind of scattered look here for the rest of the month. Now, the growing season down there in Argentina is so widespread that if you get, you know, even a 2-week dry period in there, it's not affecting a huge population of their corn or soybean crops. So it's not a huge concern. But there is some interesting things there. We might start seeing a little bit more news down there from Argentina about, oh, this spot looks a little bit dry and maybe not having such a great time. But man, Jesse, it's really hard to find those really massive things that might be market moving kind of weather events down there. It just doesn't seem to be happening right now. It's just too good.
How about as we close it out here, we got just about 30 seconds or so. Anything else around the world we need to keep an eye on, John?
Not really. I mean, a lot of the Northern Hemisphere stuff is going dormant, and those that aren't kind of around the Mediterranean, like Italy and Spain, they're doing okay with some precipitation. Italy definitely got some over the weekend, and Spain has been getting scattered showers, but, you know, overall not too bad. We're going to be watching how the Black Sea region does with precipitation over the winter, because it was not good over the fall. And Australia has been having some good weather, too. I mean, it's been hard to find too many areas that have bad weather right now outside of, you know, patches here in the U.S., but thankfully we're in winter.
Something to keep an eye on. Folks can stay up to date with the weather at DTNPF.com for more info. DTN meteorologist John Baranek, always good to talk with you, my friend. Thanks for joining us on AOA today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again, Jesse.
AOA brought to you by Cenex. Keep your operation moving. Long hours, the name of the game for farmers and ranchers. Cenex Premium Diesel will help keep you going. Visit your nearest store or Cenex.com for more. Up next, we'll talk with Kent Backus from the National Cannabis Beef Association here on AOA.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk. You're listening to...
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Look, markets were lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, January milk down 13 to 1932, February down 9 to 1934, March down 8 to 1937, April down 7 at 1914. Meanwhile, live cattle markets were mostly higher. Feeder cattle markets, though, closed mostly higher, with the exception of the nearby month. Now, there were strong gains in the markets, at least early on, but the markets rose too high too fast, and there was still some concern that there could actually be enough demand for the cattle markets at the prices the market was at, and so there was a little bit of a sell-off late in the session. Some of those gains were ending up being limited. Meanwhile, in the hog markets, they were mostly lower again. Continued demand concerns, especially in the deferred contracts, helping to pressure the market. December live cattle up 42 cents to 187.80. January feeder cattle down 2 cents to 255.80. December hogs down 40 cents to 82.90. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets were mostly higher on the day. A lot of positioning ahead of the WASD report, while soybean futures were mostly lower on the day. Again, South American weather is looking relatively positive. There was also that position ahead of that WASD report. Wheat markets closed mixed. December corn up 3.25 to 434. January beans down 3.75 to 990.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And we roll along here on AOA, Agriculture of America. Today's program is brought to you by our friends at Cenex. Go to your nearest store location or visit Cenex.com for more information about the premium diesel and lubricant products that they have for your equipment on your operation. They will keep you moving. Visit your nearest Cenex for more. Well, we've been following and talking about this Corporate Transparency Act and the beneficial ownership reporting requirements that included America's farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses. Well, a Texas federal court has halted the implementation of the CTA. Here to tell us more about that, talk about other issues, pleased to have with us National Cattlemen's Beef Association Executive Director of Government Affairs, Kent Backus. Kent, good to talk with you again. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse. This is some big news coming out last week. This court decision out of the Eastern District of Texas puts a preliminary injunction nationwide on the implementation of the Corporate Transparency Act. And I think it's important to point out that this is a temporary fix. If anything, there's still an entire appellate process that'll have to unfold. The government has already appealed this decision to the Fifth Circuit. And given the fact that there is another appeals decision in the 11th Circuit, that means this is probably likely to go to the Supreme Court at some time. But in the short run, this is very positive news. This decision out of Texas, it kind of pushed FinCEN to go ahead and issue an update on their website that said that they're not going to enforce this pending the outcome of this case. So This is big news. It buys us a little bit of time, but we're not out of the woods just yet. There's still some uncertainty at any point. If the court, if this decision was reversed, then, you know, FinCEN could roll right back into this and choose to enforce it. So I think this is something we're going to continue to watch very closely. Hopefully, you know, this will encourage some of our allies in Congress to get the ball rolling on a longer term fix. Ideally, we'd love a permanent fix to this just so that we don't have that uncertainty. But if anything, it'd be great for Congress to actually get something passed here by the end of the year. That may be a very tall order, but that would be very helpful, at least providing greater certainty to our producers. But whatever the outcome, I strongly encourage everybody out there to continue talking to their attorney and their tax preparer to find out what is the best option for your operation.
That's something, too. You mentioned, you know, could we see something happen here by the end of the year? We got a lot of things that we got to get done here before Congress is out of session and we look to next year. And I know with this CTA, I think as of it was back in October that according to American Farm Bureau, they said less than 11% of the 230,000 farms required to register by the January 1 deadline originally had done so. And so it's a lot of folks, a lot of farmers and ranchers have been waiting and waiting. They've been asking questions. And a lot of folks have seemingly waited because this has been a very controversial and intrusive rule that was aimed at anti-money laundering. But this has just been a very controversial situation, Kent.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And I think that added to this has been the lack of direction and clarification from the U.S. Treasury Department on how this would be implemented, on what would qualify as compliance. So when you submit this beneficial ownership information, how much do you need to submit? What all do you need to submit? And also when you're providing updates, what all does that entail? So even if somebody was going to file something, it's hard to know that you would be in full compliance. So there's been a lot of uncertainty that has come with this. And I think it wasn't until recently that FinCEN actually published a video on how to file your beneficial ownership information. And even with that, Jesse, I watched that thing five times and still couldn't figure out some of it. So I know that it's confusing. It's difficult. This is, while it may have been well intended to go after some bad actors, unfortunately, it hit, you know, over 32 million American businesses. And so you have a lot of people that would essentially be deemed as criminals through no fault of their own. So this is something that requires, it's going to require some congressional action to right some wrongs that have occurred here. You know, obviously we need our government to go after bad guys, but small business owners by default are not bad guys. So we need to make sure that they get this right.
Very true. Very true. Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Executive Director of Government Affairs, joining us here today. Let's talk about a couple other tax-related items here and financial-related items. And I know the Federal Disaster Tax Relief Act passed the U.S. Senate here this past week. Talk about this and give us an update here, Kent.
Yeah, so this is very exciting news, and it's something that NCBA and many others in agriculture have been supporting for a while. So the Federal Disaster Tax Relief Act, this was something that was sponsored by Congressman Greg Stube from Florida. so this was designed to fix some issues with the tax code, because if you are receiving any kind of federal disaster payment, and there's several different categories of how that would apply, then that could be treated as taxable income. So with this legislation, they were able to go back, make some adjustments to that to allow people who received payments in taxable years from 2025 or from 2020 to 2025 to be able to receive that and not be taxed as income. So this is important because it not only applies to hurricanes and other natural disasters, but for our producers, especially in the West and in the central United States, where we've had these massive wildfires, many have not been able to claim these deductions, and they've had to pay income tax on some of those payments. This goes back and it fixes that retroactively. And so if any of those payments were received between 2020 and tax year 2025, then they will not be treated as taxable income. Mm-hmm. So that's really big. This is, you talk about kicking somebody when they're down. And that's what we were trying to fix here. So we were happy to see this. This was something that unfortunately was being held up in some of the broader tax reform discussions. Mm-hmm. But Congressman Stube had very strong bipartisan support in the House, was able to kind of shake this loose. And then there was a lot of bipartisan support in the Senate. And it was good to see our elected officials actually put their differences aside and say, look, we've got some bigger battles to fight on the tax reform effort next year, but let's get relief to the people who need it now and not let that be subject to political rivalries. So this is a very important development. This is going to President Biden's desk, hoping to see that signed and enacted, and so that our people can start to go back and file those corrected claims and get that relief that they need.
We'll be watching and see as this goes to the president's desk and gets signed here, we presume and hope, in the next couple of weeks before President Biden leaves office. And that's a good segue for us to think about what we're going to see for tax-related policy in the first 100 days of the incoming Trump administration. Kent, what are some thoughts there as we get set to turn the page?
Well, I think this is going to be a very exciting time for tax nerds like me and people that work on tax policy and for people who deal with this on a regular basis. We have a lot of tax policies that are set to expire at the end of 2025. One of those being estate tax relief or the death tax relief that we have right now. Those protections go away at the end of 2025. But we also have Section 199A, the qualified business deductions. We have a lot of other key things like that that are going to be up for discussion. The House of Representatives, the leadership there, Republican leadership has said, we're going to tackle this in the first 100 days. I'm very encouraged by that because considering how slow the Senate moves on things, they're going to take the rest of the year to kind of hammer out other details. So we expect the House to move quickly. Most likely we'll see budget reconciliation, which is it's an important policy tool used here. But I think you're going to see the House move quickly to have a tax bill through and passed, hopefully by the spring. And then the summertime, the Senate's going to have its sleeves rolled up, really working on a lot of this. We got to get something done and across the finish line as early as possible next year, because all of these forms, all these newer forms and changes are going to have to go and be implemented for the 2026 tax year. So It's important that we get this right, get it and get it done early. But there's a lot of momentum to update the tax code. I think the big thing we're going to have to really stress is that this is an important time for your listeners out there to be engaging with their elected officials and help them understand that all those letters and numbers in the tax code have a face associated with them, and it's yours. They need to understand how important these deductions are. They need to understand how important it is to have this death tax relief. And at the end of the day, this is going to be fundamentally important for our rural economy. So we got to get a tax code that promotes these entrepreneurial businesses and promotes these family-owned businesses. And I think that's something that we can all get behind.
I would agree as well. A lot of things to watch here as we get into the new year. Beef.org for more. Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Always good to talk with you, sir. Happy holiday season. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, coming up next on AOA, powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. We'll take a look at Ag News headlines on the way right after this.
Everyone.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Something magical happens when you unbox the best of British TV with BritBox. Stream acclaimed series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadyen, and more of Britain's brightest talent. See what's inside. Discover something remarkable and uncover what perhaps you were looking for all along. Unbox BritBox and stream the best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
FBN is always working to do more for family farms. And now, through December 13th, FBN Cyber Days means even more. More options, more offers, and more spending power with 0% financing and up to 8% off with our cash payment discount. Plus, pricing deals like Willowwood Glyfo 5 as low as $13.11 per gallon when you pay cash. Take more control of next season during FBN Cyber Days. Visit FBN.com/save today. Terms and conditions apply.
Smart stays on the road. That's why it's in your engine. Because you wouldn't settle for subpar performance. Cenex Maxtron synthetic diesel engine oils give you the smartest oil for the toughest conditions. These premium oils maintain 80% of their viscosity throughout the drain interval for superior engine performance across extreme temperatures. That horizon looks good with the competition behind you. Cenex Maxtron diesel engine oils. Oil that runs smart.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why Farm and Ranch Media and our brands, American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk, are here to provide you with the latest news and information that impacts your operation. We'll keep you up to date with the latest market information, ag news, weather, and more from here at home and around the world. Thanks for listening, and stay farm informed with Farm and Ranch Media.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, powered by Cenex Premium Diesel. Visit your nearest Cenex store location and find the right premium diesel product for your equipment on your operation, or visit Cenex.com for more. Well, let's take a look at ag news headlines and the commodity markets. Of course, they're in a sustained run of lower prices. Joe Jansen, an ag economist at the University of Illinois, talks about what it might take for the markets to push higher.
Maybe not news, but it's a fact that we are in a period of long run lower prices, where we've settled in a corn price around $4 and a soybean price around $10. We're, a little bit below that on beans, a little bit above that maybe on corn right at this minute. But we're in a longer run period of low prices. It's going to take something significant to move us out of this state. Now, there's a lot of uncertainty about what supply and demand for corn and beans looks like, especially as we transition to a new administration in Washington. But that's the story that we have as of right now.
Even before President-elect Donald Trump talked about reinstating tariffs on imported goods, Jansen says he already expected lower trade numbers in 2025.
I think we've seen relatively strong export movement for 24-25 for the current marketing year for both corn and soybeans in the last couple of months. There is some sort of like pullback in trade that's already, I think, built into our projections for next year. Now, obviously, we could see some short-run gyrations, particularly as, the tariff situation, whatever that is, unfolds over the next number of months. But it's also true that part of what that export demand piece is it's a bit of a buffer that soaks up demand in periods of low prices. It's a lot more flexible, and it doesn't necessarily mean substantially lower prices if we move to a period of restricted global trade.
More in a minute on the American Ag Network. Continuing our story, Joe Jansen with the University of Illinois says weather or other market disruptions could limit production or movement from other places. those factors might push prices higher.
That's true. Although we saw a pretty good crop here in the United States in aggregate, the national yield number coming in above expectations. But I think there's also a scenario in which that national yield number gets substantially larger. You know, we've seen deviations from the long run trend level yields of, you know, plus or minus 10 bushels an acre. That's very normal in our historical experience. This year, we were only maybe a couple of bushels above that. So there's a scenario in which we see a 187, 190 bushel per acre corn crop in the United States in aggregate across the whole country. That would, you know, weigh on prices. And the other part is we expect to see a swing to back to corn acres and away from beans slightly. Current USDA numbers are a national planted acreage number of 92 million acres in the U.S. for corn next year in 2025. That is where the market's at right now, maybe buying a few more corn acres relative to beans.
And once again, that's Joe Jansen with the University of Illinois. While low crop prices continue to crush farmers' bottom line, but USDA is short on answers about when those prices will rebound. Low crop prices are the bane of agriculture, especially when input costs have soared, weather has destroyed crops, and there's no new farm bill. So when will prices rebound? If anyone should know, it's USDA chief economist Seth Meyer.
It's a tough question. I mean, it's a natural question, but it's a tough question. And I don't have a good answer.
But Meyer tells USDA Radio there are some common factors in years when crop prices rise.
What happens is you get this confluence of forces which add a shock and give you a short price run until the market resolves itself, right? Whether that's a series of combined supply shocks from weather around the world, or whether it's a war, or whether it's some other event that comes along and knocks us off this path of narrow margins.
Such as Russia's war in Ukraine or the pandemic. But with shrinking profit margins since 2022, amid falling crop prices, Meyer offers little encouragement.
If you look back in time, these narrow margin periods are more common than 2022 type years by far.
And perhaps as farmers overproduce when prices are high, but Meyer says that's when smart producers, quote unquote, set aside money for when times are bad. And finally, here today on the show, before we wrap things up, let's get an update on the Canada Post strike and how it might be affecting the U.S. Postal Service. American Ag Network and farm correspondent Corinne LaRue has more.
With talks stalled in the Canada Post strike now into its third week, the U.S. Postal Service has suspended all deliveries of cross-border mail into Canada indefinitely. This notice to Americans is in response to the fact that Canada Post cannot process any mail from the U.S. while the strike action is underway. This suspension of mail service between the countries means that numerous mail classifications can't be delivered, including priority or first-class mail, an international and first-class package service, the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, 55,000 member mail sorters and carriers walked off the job on November 15th. The two sides are far apart on wages, and the union is concerned that management wants to hire part-time workers in place of full-time employees to implement a weekend parcel delivery service. The postal strike has hit remote and rural regions the hardest. Mayor of the town Lumsden in south central Saskatchewan says Canada Post is a lifeline for rural residents. And Janelle Anderson, a small business owner in Lumsden, is facing canceled Christmas orders.
Saskatchewan is a lot of rural communities, and UPS, FedEx, Purelayer don't service all of those towns. And we've had to let a lot of our customers know we're just going to have to wait, or we end up having to cancel their orders.
Ontario is the least rural of all Canadian provinces, but there are still many remote areas that rely on Canada Post. Gerald Tracy is the publisher of Eganville Leader weekly newspaper in Renfrew County. Less than an hour's drive from the nation's capital in Ottawa, Renfrew is the largest county in Ontario. Tracy says that a lot of community papers have decided to stop printing until Canada Post resumes delivery.
We decided that we would just suspend printing. Renfrew County is the largest geographical county in all of Ontario. We have a circulation of 6,000. It's not like we can run out and deliver the papers door to door. When I called to say that we wouldn't be printing, I was the number 7 newspaper to inform them that we would not be printing until the strike is over.
While his newspaper can be accessed online, Renfrew has relatively poor and slow internet access.
Renfrew County is remote, and internet services are not the best. suggest. A lot of our readers tend to be older in age. They are not ones who enjoy reading their newspaper online.
The union initially called for a cumulative wage hike of 24% over 4 years. CUPW negotiator Jim Gallant said that figure has moved since the start of negotiations, but declined to comment on the union's latest proposal. The currently appointed arbitrator has served notice to the federal government that talks have broken down and negotiations are at a standstill. I'm Corinne LaRue.
And thanks, Corinne, for that report here on AOA. Powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. We're up against the clock. We're out of time. Thanks for joining us, as always. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22.
Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.